station.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Wednesday. Kyle Brustin Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin.
That was a question mark. Wednesday?
It is Wednesday, but I was going to say Tuesday. But we're here with you today from 2 to 5, 2 to 4 across ESPN Wisconsin. You, KBN Nation, should be listening on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Download that today. See us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And, of course, where we got your feedback about our show yesterday. And we had a meeting about the show. Strofe cried, Brad sat in the corner, and Kyle yelled, and I was perfect.
Yeah, who buys that?
Nobody.
Nobody.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liz is more. Did I summarize everything that, Luis, how did the meeting go?
Obviously, Ben didn't listen.
Would it be to nobody's surprise that it went way over? Slided for an hour. Went for like an hour and a half. So much to break down.
Hour 42, I believe, was my final count.
And we had a rush at the end.
Yeah, that was very rush at the end.
Meeting went well. A lot of truths out there.
Nothing
that we have to let anybody know.
I'm still employed.
We're here. If you're happy about that, clap your hands. And if you're not, well, we're happy to hear you.
I cried.
Yeah.
Tears. True tears.
Bawling.
I thought I was doing Gen Z energy. I thought I was doing a really good job. After today, I'm not so positive on that.
Well, you're not. One of those things where I don't eat, like, we have a whole plan, right? We did this show meeting to get better today. Hour 42 minutes. I thought we'd put together a really good show plan today.
Yeah.
And that plan had a deuce drop on it.
Yeah, it did.
Literally.
Yeah. Unfortunately, because we have children in here. We have two. I realized I work with two children. It was one in Ben Brust, because this is Ben Brust energy. But this time it was Alex Strofe energy of leaving little gifts and droplets behind for his teammates
to discover. Drop the kids off at the pool, Strofe?
Yeah, I took the brands to the Super Bowl.
You know, there's like, we could call into some question some people's level of sanitation, right, Ben? And I believe Homer said they don't wash their hands after going number one. Like, we could be repulsed at that, but there's maybe a world where it's not so bad. What Strofe just did was assault the entire office.
It was.
Unquestionably.
It wasn't on purpose.
The truth, and the only truth.
It wasn't on purpose.
What happened?
We got done with show prep about 1:52. I said, guys, I've had to go potty for a while, so I will meet you downstairs. So I come downstairs. We have two bathrooms right down here. I relieved myself, and I looked at my phone or my watch in my left hand, and I went, oh, my goodness, it's 1:58. I got to get ready for the show. So I panicked. I wiped a couple times.
Not enough. Only a couple?
Yeah, that's three or four.
Based off what I was told, the piles you left in there, you needed to wipe about 10 times. 10 times. I know right now you're a little itchy between your cheeks.
No, I'm okay. There's nothing on the last sheet. So I went, I washed my hands, walked outside.
Used 20 napkins to
wash
your hands.
Getting there, Kyle, relax. I grabbed an absurd amount of paper towel on accident because I was rushing. I was panicking because the show was about to start. So I ripped off. Legitimately, Kyle's probably not exaggerating. It was probably 13 or 14 paper towels, which was way too many. And so Tony Cartagena from the Thanalysis Show and Kyle were down there going, how many paper towels do you need? And then one of the two, I don't know which one, went into the restroom and said, well, whoever was just in there didn't flush. And I go, oh, no, that was me. So I turned back around, I flushed the toilet, and I ran back in here, and I'm in a tizzy, as you guys witnessed.
Did you wash your hands? Goodness.
I washed my hands after I flushed, or after I went.
Did either Tony Cartagena or Kyle Wallace see what was left behind from Alex Strofe? Not that I want to know specifically, but like, come on, dude!
That's a very, very revealing thing to see from
Childish.
Somebody.
childish.
As the victim here, I will jump in. As I was going into the bathroom, I was about to go get some food. I was going to wash my hands before I went to go get the food. Walked into the bathroom, saw everything that Strofe needs to change his diet, dispelled from his body, and no longer going to get food. And my bit of advice would be work in some fiber and maybe a water, for God's sake. This man looked like Brad Nortman's weed man hat. I'm telling you.
That's he was brighter than the yellow sun.
I told Strofe, I'm colorblind and I can see the yellow. If he was in an NFL locker room, he would look at the chart that says you're hydrated or you need to see medical assistance immediately. He's close to needing the doctor.
Well, he drinks his Mountain Dew all
Bruh.
Day.
One, it was disgusting. Like, it's terrible. Terrible thing to do to your teammate.
He can't even speak.
No, I started gagging. I thought about going to get food and I was like, I don't. I'm no longer hungry.
Why are you trying to get your camera to work a little better, Strofe? You want people to see your beautiful face after you just cleansed your body?
Oh, he's cleansed, all right.
It's just empty. I'm glad it was you and not me, Tony.
I am so pissed.
Yeah, it would have messed me up. It would have threw me off. I've been mad at Strofe for like the next hour.
Formal apology. It was. I was rushing. It was not.
Is there ever any excuse for not flushing the toilet?
Okay, now in my defense. We have a
big, no. There's no defense.
Yes, objection. There is. Objection. It is muscle memory. You're done. Boom.
No. It's not here because upstairs we have a larger bathroom and all of the toilets are automated. They automatically flush. And I guess since I used that one yesterday.
So you're blaming technology
since it's
not an automatic toilet, your fault.
But your toilets at home aren't automated.
Right, but the flusher is in a different position at home where it is easy to give me a subtle reminder.
I just think it's interesting that you literally sat down, got up, you did not wash your hands in that bathroom. You got up, you touched the doorknob after using the bathroom. You touched the doorknob with your fecal matter on your hands.
No. I used that bathroom to wash my hands. I just used the paper towel to dry.
Oh, okay. That makes it less better. But you still you still got up and you left without flushing. No, it doesn't make it any better. That's what I'm
more better. More better is a double.
I feel bad for Tony Carter hanging it because that is an image that will be forever seared in his brain. Forever.
It's not going anywhere.
He probably has memories he'd love to remember, but just can't. But that will be a memory he would love to forget and never will.
Am I?
Uh-oh. Where's this going?
Am I bad?
Uh-oh. He's going to make it about him somehow. Here we go.
Sometimes I go number two at home, and I purposely don't flush to leave it for my fiance to be like shocked.
Yeah, no, you
have to be the place
only when I'm so proud of what I've put out.
What do you mean proud of what
you
put out?
Proud?
It's poop. You're not a baby. You're a grown man.
Yeah, sometimes it's I'm like proud of myself. I'm like that came out of me. Yeah, let's go.
So what? Do you go tell her to say hey? Fiance, come over.
I don't.
You let her discover it, surprised.
Yeah,
that's disturbing.
Ben,
that is utterly disturbing.
Yeah,
let me give you a piece of advice.
Oh yeah, you right now? You want to give me advice, Mr. Non-Poop Flusher?
I mean, you're the one who's bragging about your fecal matter and toilets that you want your fiance to see.
Only when it's good one.
Kyle literally yelled, get out, to Ben's fiance last week. And I was like, that's a little tough. I second that now, Kyle. Yeah, you get out while you can.
I was just about to say, if in the next few years you receive a stack of papers, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, come on,
That is emotional assault.
I would throw a fit because you realize like that must of poop gets in the air. It makes it warm inside the bathroom.
Do you close the lid?
Yeah. So when she opens it up, it's like shabam.
Wow. It could be in there for hours.
Hours. And then she has to sit down and pee.
It's not a firework. It's not like, wow, what a great surprise.
There's nothing. She doesn't want this.
How did you come up with this idea? Because a rational person doesn't have this thought process of, wow, I'm so proud of this.
You know
I'm
what?
Let
my therapist once told me you can't have a rational conversation with an irrational person.
And you are irrational.
So maybe
person.
I'm the irrational person in this scenario, Brad.
When they told
so
you that,
try and
you
figure
think?
It out. You're not going to figure it out.
What's her reason? She must say, please stop.
She's like, she gets really, really mad, and I laugh, imagine. And then she ends up laughing, but like mad, but like laughing, but like actually mad, but it's still kind of funny.
Ben is so obsessed with making things about him that you guys had a perfectly, Strofe gave you a softball segment to just pile onto Strofe being disgusting here.
I just wanted to be honest.
You guys could have dragged him through the mud for the next 25 minutes, callers, texts, the whole deal. And then Ben said, nope. Strofe, your honest accident is actually something I do on purpose to the mother of my child. Strofe, you are vindicated. Ben.
Stinky Ben.
Bruh,
stinky
I defend you way
Ben.
Too much, but come on, man.
You do defend him entirely.
This is like a middle school locker room prank.
John chimes in. Yeah, well, a lot of people are saying this. Chris on the Carlos Talking text line. I get it. Ben is in middle school, confirmed. John, I'm wondering if the meeting happened today and if you were looking for feedback yesterday, and I'm very surprised if it already happened and we're talking about your various bowel movements today.
In our defense. Yeah.
You know what we
this wasn't
more?
The plan,
it was,
John.
It was shocking.
Yes. It's not like we had the meeting today. He said, you know what we need more of?
Poop
we need
talk.
More of this kind of poop conversation.
No, we did not. I'll admit this. One time I was in a bathroom at a high school for college fair years ago. And I went inside the bathroom, and I actually still have a picture on my phone because I was so... Because Ben talking about he's astonished.
We're starting over.
What?
Thank you.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Wednesday. Kyle Brusten Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust alongside Kyle Wallace and Brad Northman, our Super Bowl 50 runner-up. Poopy Pants Alex Strofe running the show. UKBA Nation at 800-990-3776. We were given a 10-minute practice session before today's three-hour show. I thought it went really well. We received feedback from management after our meeting today that you guys are going backwards so that you should reset and start the show. So here we are with you, UKBA Nation. At 800-990-3776 on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Well, it's a Weed Man Wednesday here, guys. Yeah.
Weed Man Wednesday. I will say I do feel a bit weird. You guys are wearing your Weed Man shirts.
My
Weed Man hat.
Where's your shirt? You always wear your shirt.
I always wear my Weed Man shirt. It's not clean. We have like a pile of laundry in the laundry room that's not clean. And I wore it for, you know, show prep. And the show last week, so good 4 or 5 hours.
Okay.
It's dirty. Yeah. I refuse to wear it again. I will not wear something if it's been worn for even a few hours. It's time to clean it.
I legitimately wore this last week as well, and I took it off and put it in my little drawer and put it back on for the show.
Well, how many weeks in a row would you do that?
Oh, I'm probably not washing this for another month.
A month?
Yeah, I'll give it a good 5 weeks.
That's gross. I mean, I might be on one extreme, but a month?
What's the rush? I mean, what are you doing? You're not walking around in it all the time. You're just wearing it a little bit and taking it off.
Yeah, but it's going to stink, doesn't it?
No, I smell pretty good.
Are you a sweater? Do you have like bad?
I mean, I sweat. I'm a pit sweater. I'm not going to lie. Hand in the air. I'm not going to put my hand in my air because then I'm going to reveal it.
Let's see.
I smell pretty good.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, Yeah, you got
it. Might have dried a little bit. I was sweating in the meeting.
No,
this
but
morning.
I can see that it dried up.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Brad was sweating in our all-team KBN meeting today.
Don't be too harsh on me, guys.
No sweat here. Yeah,
I would say that KBN Nation was more negative towards me than the own show was in the meeting yesterday.
Yeah, you know, we love you, Ben. We can't have you broken down. We need you. We need you so I can stay employed.
I love me the sandwich, right? The compliment, criticism, compliment. That's the healthiest way. For anyone to take a bite of it.
I would say the big takeaway from the meeting for me is Brad's bad at being mean.
Mm-hmm.
He's really bad at it.
I take no enjoyment out of it.
I noticed.
It's not fun at all.
Yeah, only
it
these
hurts.
Two evil folks take
you
enjoyment out of being.
You called me brilliant when you were supposed to be insulting me.
Yes,
I
that
did
is
start
true.
With that.
It was a compliment sandwich.
That was crazy.
Brad is
I
the ultimate
it,
compliment sandwich guy.
You have a brilliant radio mind.
I agree.
The schedule releases tonight for the NFL. And I can't wait. Alex Strofe, following the weekly wager on 94.5 ESPN, will doing a schedule release show with Gabe Neitzel. Make sure you tune in to get all the odds and ends and what you need to know for the Green Bay Packers. But what is confirmed is that the Packers will be playing at home week one against the Detroit Lions. And I'm not going to lie. I'm sick of losing to the freaking Lions. This is not just week one. This is more than week one. This is a statement that the team can make. And this isn't like a, to me, I truly believe, this isn't a May 14th trying to say something because you have nothing to say other than waiting for a schedule release? No. This is huge, and then we're going to tell you why week one is huge for the Green Bay Packers next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
So they are lucky. Those other teams, whether it's Kentucky or whether it's Oregon or was it TCU?
That was TCU.
TCU, they're lucky I didn't play in that game. You got upset by a bad team, TCU.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It is a Weed Man Wednesday here on Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman here with you. You, as always, can chime in at 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line, or see our beautiful outfits and faces on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. For the first time ever in Matt LaFleur's tenure as the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, sources, better than mine.
Oh, wow.
Are saying that the Green Bay Packers will kick off the 2025 NFL season at home against the Detroit Lions.
All right. Buddy. Home game to start the season. I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. But it's not just like this isn't just a week one to me. It's not just week one. This is an opportunity. This is a home game. It is week one. There are 16 other games to be played, but the opponent matters. The opponent matters a lot. This is a divisional opponent that has won the NFC North two straight years. They've had your number way too often. Like, it's probably not talked about enough. Probably because it's bad. The Packers are 1-6 in their last seven games against the Detroit Lions.
Oof.
Does that not trigger you? Because it triggers me.
That's worse than I thought.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's worse
than I thought. The last time the Packers won was a game worth celebrating, Thanksgiving, which was part of Jordan Love and an incredible part of the incredible run in 2023. That is the last time the Packers beat the Lions. And I know Kyle's doing this thing. Is that true?
No, I remember Aaron Rodgers last game.
They ended the season.
They
had won five or six straight before they came into Lambeau Field knowing that they were not going to make the playoffs.
It was a character
and
game.
And ended the season of the Packers, and that character game
catapulted
them to who they are.
Sure
they
is.
Built an identity, a culture, and a foundation. There are some shifts in their foundation right now. They did lose two coordinators to two head coaching jobs, but the talent on the field is there, and it has been their division. And I don't like that. I love the opportunity. This is a game for the Green Bay Packers to show what you're about, who you are. As an organization, you can send a message to the entire NFL. You can send a message to the entire fan base, and you can prove a message to yourselves about what you're about. There's been too many times where it's, the Saints game, or, you know, it was cool. They lost to Philadelphia out in Brazil. They're going to be, luckily Jordan Love was okay, and they figured it out to make the playoffs. But, like, it's time to, like, make a statement against the Lions. That's why I would probably be saying the same thing if this was week six, the first time they played. But it just so happens it's week one. This is who I'm circling. I don't care about the Eagles or whatever. You need to beat the team that you're playing twice a year in your division that's gone further than you in the playoffs the last two seasons. They have been better than you. It is time to make a statement and change that week one at home at Lambeau Field and catapult the confidence and not just be like, oh, we're still young and learn. No, it's time now. It's time to go.
Yeah, the bulk of my entire life, the Packers have been the bona fide reigning supremacy of the NFC North, right? That really hasn't ever been in questions. Maybe some blips here and there, but the Detroit Lions are now the kings of the NFC North. And there is no better time than week one at Lambeau Field for the Green Bay Packers to reclaim supremacy of a new look NFC North. And why do I say new look? Usually the last couple of years, things have stayed generally in motion, right? You know, the Vikings are a threat. Kevin O'Connell, you know, the Bears always stink. The Packers with Matt LaFleur. The Packers are the teams that have changed the most over the last several years.
Yeah.
And the Lions have been building this new franchise. But a huge participant in that is Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. They're two coordinators. I am telling you, even though they won't say it behind closed doors, the Lions players, the Lions coaching staffs, they're wondering, can we be the same team without those two guys calling plays, doing the X's and O's?
A little bit of doubt.
And I'll tell you what can further introduce doubt to the Detroit Lions is a whooping on Lambeau Field. So if you want to send a statement, you want to introduce doubt to the Detroit Lions and put your stake in the ground that this young Packer team, Lions, you had your chance, you blew it. Now go back to where you belong. Still be a good team. But if you want to make a statement about NFC North supremacy, early on, because you said week six of the Detroit Lions, if it, let's say it was later in the year, I agree with you. It would be among the bigger games of the season, no matter when it's played. But the fact that it can be week one, when they're probably already wondering, what are we going to be like without our offensive and defensive coordinator? You can slam the door on doubt with week one.
Yeah, see, with the Green Bay Packers not beating a really good football team last year, that makes this week one matchup against your divisional team, I'm not going to call them a rival, even though we 1-6 against them. They not a rival yet, but against the top team in your division.
Why are we so scared?
They're not a rival.
But they've done better the last 2 years. Sure, North, they've made it further.
You need
playoffs.
A little bit more history. That's all I'm saying. You need a little bit more history. But the Detroit Lions, they are the top dog in the division, and this is the chance. Last year, we went into the season, and Brad talked about how that was a game that mattered against the Eagles in Brazil. That could be a statement game. We said it's week one is only early. Turns out that was a statement game because the Eagles beat us week one, and then they beat us to put our season away during the playoffs in the wild card round. So when I look at this game against the Detroit Lions, this is a statement game for the Green Bay Packers because the Packers have lacked consistency since Aaron Rodgers has left. We have not had a full season where we've seen this football team put together a full 18-week, 17-game schedule. We just have not seen that. And so this is a chance for the Green Bay Packers to say, we have taken the next step. In Detroit, the team that Ben told us is we're 1-6 against, the team that won the NFC North the last two seasons, the team that was the one seed in the NFC last year, we coming for y'all, and we showing y'all there is a new king of the North. We need to set the tone immediately, and this is a huge franchise-determining game for the Green Bay Packers because if the Packers lose this football game, Brad, you talk about doubt for the Lions.
Good point.
The Packers potentially have some doubt as well because there's a lot of question marks going into this season. They have not proven anything yet. At the quarterback position, Jordan Love is still a question mark. We know he's going to be good, but how great is Jordan Love going to be? We talk about the wide receiver room and all this drama. We're going to figure out whether that wide receiver room is finally going to take the next step and stop dropping passes and having all these diva moments. That offensive line, what will they look like? The D-line, that's going to be a big season for them as well. Linebackers, there's just so many groups that are unproven. And if week one, you can come out and make a statement not only to the division but the NFL that the Green Bay Packers have gotten their stuff together, that will set the tone mentally in your head and for the rest of the league to understand that the Green Bay Packers are here now. We have arrived, and it starts week one against the Detroit Lions at home. It's time to cook some lion in Lambeau.
Well, it's important, too, because combining what you both said about, you know, introducing doubt and also the Packers' history against the Lions, it'll be the same old story. Packers can't beat good teams.
Mm-hmm.
They're 1-5 against the division in 2024. Mm-hmm. I would hate to have the same storylines and narratives and threads start with that in week one.
It
in the
is
NFL
week
season.
One. For all that garbage they talked about, it ends week one. Hit them in the mouth, set the tone, and let them know we are here. The pack is back, like Jair said.
Yeah, and I know one thing that our producer Alex Stroff said last year was, oh, week one, it's kind of a preseason game. Like, it can't be here.
Yeah.
Like there is no reason to have any doubt, as we keep using that word. We probably could hit the sounder for the amount of times we've said the word doubt in this segment. But it literally applies for both teams. It does. And I was going to go there, Brad. I'm so glad you did. If you lose this game, you are now 0-1 in the division, 0-1 on your schedule, and the same narrative. I don't want to open up the phone lines on Monday after the Sunday 3:25 game to open the season and then say, all right, here we go again. Are the Packers a good team or a great team?
Well, they came back. They got down. The team came back.
They battled. We're going to be fine.
I'm sick of that. I'm not doing that next year. I'm not. Ain't no battle. Ain't no moral victories. It's time for these young boys to show up and show out.
You know what I'm curious for? and we're going to get this as the season comes around. Will Matt LaFleur change his preseason plan in preparation for this game? Because it seems like he would be letting his players rest and sort of, you know, hey, we're going to work into the season. Like you said, there's no working into the season. You better, when the ball gets kicked with 15 on the clock in quarter one against the Detroit Lions at Lambeau, everybody better be rust knocking off. They're polished. They're ready to go. I don't know the answer to that because you want to be healthy, but historically speaking, maybe you play them a little bit more so they're more ready.
No, he needs to. This team needs to come out ready to go day one. They need to come out with an edge. They need to come out with an identity. Like, he needs to make sure that these guys are primed and ready to go. And there needs to be a certain level of intensity and level of competition come the preseason. So when they get to the regular season, they are hungry and they're ready to show the world what they got. Like, there needs to be a change, because that one drive, one touchdown, whatever it was, and that was all Jordan Love had, that wasn't enough. It was not enough. The team did not seem like they were in rhythm early on in the season. And if it's, you know, a couple more than one drives or having them play two games and not playing too much, the Green Bay Packers need to make sure that well-oiled machine on offense has some consistency and cohesiveness as they walk into week one matchup, a big matchup in the division against the top dog.
If we're being honest, it's a tall task, because you do have no Christian Watson. You're trying to integrate a wide receiver who's a rookie. You're trying to see what Jaden Reed can do in year three now, after leading the team in receptions and yards. Where are Dobbs and Wicks? Is Tucker Kraft going to have that big impact? Like, there, whatever Matt LaFleur is cooking up, I don't want you to play the long game. Like I'm serious. Like the long game ain't working. It's time to show what you're about week one against the Lions and take back the confidence and swagger that the Green Bay Packers have had over this team right now. Like, there's no more like, oh, you know, like, I don't, they came back. No, as Kyle would say, bumps that.
No more.
Put out or show out.
Mm-mm. You only get so many. You got 2 years. I gave the Packers two seasons to be young, to be immature, to be a developing football team. You had your two. Now at this point, as you just talked about, you got guys in year three and year four at positions that are weapons on the offensive side of football. Josh Jacobs is year two, and he found himself last year. Ain't no more excuses for anything. Matthew Golden, he should be okay. He should be fine. I ain't making an excuse for him either. He's a first-round pick. You need to go out there and you need to perform like a first-round pick.
We've seen first-round picks perform very well in that draft position, the last
position.
Two picks.
Yeah.
Jordan Addison and Brian Thomas Jr. So we know the capabilities of wide receivers. And Goody himself at the Combine said, you can get wide receivers first or second round because there's a lot of them that are able to produce and play right away. He went even earlier than we've seen since 2002. It's time to put the big boy pants on.
Yep, yep.
Am I right, Diana, on the Carbless Talking text line?
I know he's not very – I know Jordan Love's not very vocal, but it's time to put the big boy pants on and look at the boys and say, come on, let's get this.
Mm-hmm. Let's put Diana in the locker room. She'll get them all pumped up. 800-990-3776. Make a statement week one against the Lions. In order to do that, everyone needs to sing Kumbaya. Adam Schefter joined Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning on 94.5 ESPN after he put out a report about Drew Rosenhaus and Jaden Reed wanting to make sure he was reassured in his role with the Green Bay Packers. We'll hear from Adam Schefter from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy next on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
We've called him Whitey Tighties. We've called him the Hall Monitor. He's Jesse Nelson. Like, he's just, I am Jesse Nelson. Kyle, you're Jesse Nelson.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I might not be able to get this out of my head, and I'm not talking about Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm talking about the fact that the Packers have a huge opportunity week one at home, the first time ever in Matt LaFleur's tenure, to have a home game against the team that has had their number. They're 1-6 in the last seven against the Lions, who have won the division 2 years in a row and have gone further in the playoffs. It's time to buck the trend. Kyle, Brust, and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Alex Strofer on the show. UKBN Nation, listening on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Download it if you haven't, or call, text the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776, or engage on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Over to Alex Strofe.
We have the NFL's Christmas schedule, which was just announced.
Ooh.
No Packers, no Packers, no Packers, no Packers.
Merry Christmas, Kyle. No Packers.
Hey!
Merry Christmas, Strokes. Hey. No Packers.
And Thanksgiving, allegedly a morning day, so game, so not looking too shabby
wait,
for old Green Bay game day.
Yeah, 11
meaning
o'clock
like the 11 o'clock against the Cowboys.
It's said to be noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern.
No, it's
that
it's
would
the
be
Lions.
The Lions. So we're going to play the Lions on Thanksgiving again?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Did you guys not see this?
I did not see that.
Week
one
and Thanksgiving are your matchups against Detroit this year.
I believe the second game, also a good game, Cowboys-Chiefs. But yeah, to knock out
Cowboys Chiefs is interesting.
Yeah,
why do we? Why didn't we just do this 2 years ago?
Do what?
The Packers Lions on Thanksgiving.
We've done this the last 2 years.
Yes,
we did last year as well. They played the nightcap.
No, I mean, like, well, you're right.
Against the Dolphins,
Dave,
I'm talking about
the Lions. Man, what? The Packers are not a Thanksgiving team. NFL, stop doing this to us.
Do you remember our over/under on Thursday? They've played the third most Thanksgiving games of any team in the NFL.
But isn't that complimentary of the franchise? Like, people want to see the Packers. They associate them with big moments.
A lot of that has to do with the Packers and the Lions sucking and playing a pack. But, like, right now, there's
other
good
teams. Don't you like it?
I don't really want the Packers playing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but you're not giving me a why. You're just complaining.
Because now my Thanksgiving goes from being able to watch other teams and enjoy my Thanksgiving to actually, like, the Packers lose. I'm upset. The Packers win. Like, 2 years ago, oh, great. Last year, you expect
the NFL schedule makers to think about your emotions when trying to draw the best amount of people to
watch
a game.
There's 32 teams. Let us get a break.
This is a compliment to the Green Bay Packers.
The good news for you, Kyle, for the first time in 2 years. They will not be playing on Christmas, and I don't believe there's any games on Christmas Eve this year. So
no New Year's Eve game.
New Year's
either?
Eve is a Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, no,
so I wouldn't put it past them.
They don't care.
I wouldn't either.
You play Saturday night. You play Wednesday.
As we're looking at it right now, it looks like the only holiday you have to worry about with the Packers is Thanksgiving, and it's in the morning. Meaning, if you do Thanksgiving dinner, it's after the game.
But we know if the Packers lose, you won't be over it by then. So it's like let's spoil the holiday.
That's a good point.
Do you eat more or less?
Ooh, that's
if the Packers win or lose on Thanksgiving.
I eat less if they lose. I eat more if the game's on while I'm eating.
Because
nervous eat.
Nervous
eat. So right now,
a beverage goes quicker for me when watching things.
Many more carbless for me when I'm watching the Packers.
It's just like an instinct.
Yeah, for sure.
And next thing you know, you're like, oh, hey-o.
Actually, if they win, I'll probably eat more, too, because I'm happy.
More dessert, maybe.
So more if they win, more if it's during the game, and
actually,
less if they lose.
I know,
because I have
a
feeling it's going
to
be more for you all three scenarios.
Well, him saying dessert, after the Packers are beating up on the Dolphins, I was just walking around like a happy camper, eating pie, doing everything. I was like, look at this, baby.
So
look at this.
As a fan, is it worth the potential, like, the holiday becomes significantly better if the Packers win, but it also there's a risk that it gets worse if they lose. Is it worth that trade-off as
no,
a fan perspective?
No, it's not. It's not. I don't want my holidays to have that type of emotional swing. It's a day to be happy. Nobody wants to be around a grump on a holiday. I don't want to be the Grinch on Thanksgiving.
Are people as emotional as Kyle Wallace? Do people carry their emotions into Thanksgiving dinner if the Packers lose at like 2 o'clock and then 4 hours later?
It does seem like a long time to carry that on a holiday.
Yeah, I think
800-990-3776. Are you a bigger, better fan than Kyle Wallace?
Wait a minute. Talk about when you lose a game, aren't you upset?
You're not on the team.
When you lose or win a game,
you wouldn't
game,
even make it as a ball boy based off the knees that you have.
If you lose a game, does it make you upset?
This is better. Over to the KBN Sports Desk with Alex Stroh.
I guess I never finished my Christmas update. You will get an NFC North matchup.
Oh.
4:30 Eastern, 3:30 Central. It is the Detroit Lions visiting the Minnesota Vikings on Christmas
that's
Day.
An interesting game.
That's a good watch.
That is a great watch.
So
Christmas
Day, yes, on Netflix.
What's the other game?
The morning, or I guess early noon game. The noon game is Cowboys at Commanders.
Ooh. Oh,
poor Cowboys fans. They got Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Look at the Commanders getting the Christmas Day game. Jaden Daniels.
And opening the season, I believe, opening the season in Brazil this year.
With the Eagles?
He's the new darling. He's the new darling of the NFC.
I want Jordan Love to be
It's not in Brazil. It's just in Philly.
Really?
They won the Super Bowl.
Who's in Brazil this year?
Who's ever playing Friday? Give me a second. I'll look it
up. Okay, yeah. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
But this
kind of matters.
Why are we doing Alex Stroh's show? Alex Stroh has the scheduled release show tonight at 7 o'clock.
Well, we don't have everything yet. This is fun. We're having fun.
That they make a big deal out of the...
Excuse me. I lied to you. It's Dallas at Philadelphia for the opener.
Dallas. Oh, yeah, Philadelphia. I love how the NFL makes a big deal about the schedule release, But, like, literally, I think there's, like, four teams whose entire schedule is already out in the half the Packers schedule.
Brazil is Chiefs-Chargers.
On the Carbless Talk and Text line, Jason chimes in, absolutely, we true fans carry emotions about the teams win or loss.
Sure do. Sure
Kevin
do.
Chimes in on the holidays. Definitely like Kyle, as all my in-laws are Bears fans, so if the Packers lose, it's twice as bad.
Wow.
Gotta listen to these losers.
Oh my gosh. Poor Kevin.
Losers. Seriously, that's a tough
especially
family dynamic.
When they're not even playing, and then when they play, you're not around them when they lose in stupid fashion.
I hate when
like,
losers.
It was fun when I recorded my nephew. When the Hail Mary happened,
oh, gosh.
I believe it was it was tight again. There's so many Bears games that ended in tragedy.
First down, spot of the foul.
They had no, they didn't use their timeout. They had one timeout left, and then Caleb Williams bleeped it up, and I was chirping my little nephew. So yeah, it is fun, but it's not fun if the Packers lose because if you're there with your in-laws, Kevin, you have plenty of material.
Yeah.
Jamie in Orlando, anytime the Packers would lose, I used to hate it and just ruin the rest of the day.
No, it does.
The older I get, the less it bothers me. That's called time and healing.
That's hope right there.
Yeah. Jamie, are you a fake fan?
Wow.
I hope.
Strofe is calling you a fake fan.
I hope if I'm ever blessed with children that maybe seeing a smile on their face could make me feel good, but for some reason, knowing thyself, I'm going to say, what you smiling for?
Well, do you think you're going to be like 80? And watching the Packers and getting bent out of shape about it?
My nurse may make me not watch the Packers. But Mr. Wallace,
for your health,
you
Mr. Wallace.
You can't. Your heart rate goes. And we told you about this.
Mr. Wallace, what did I tell you last weekend?
I'm confused. Why is your future baby girl not there?
Oh, I mean, okay, 80. You know what, 80's actually.
Why are you just automatically putting yourself in the nursery without a baby girl?
No, she can be there, too.
She killed off his future wife.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that she probably.
Or divorced.
No, we don't use that D word.
Which one's more likely? Never mind, let's not do that.
What are you doing,
no,
Stroke?
What's more likely? 800. This is what Stroke wants to do. 800-990-3776. I'm not doing that one.
I love my baby girl.
I just wanted to point
forever.
Out that he fast-forwarded to 80 years old, and next thing you know, he's in a nursing home by himself.
No, I went by myself.
Being told what to do by the nurses.
She'll be worn out from telling me for 60-plus years. Well, I guess 50-plus years at that time.
God bless you, Kyle.
God bless her. How about that?
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
Can you imagine an 85-year-old? Come on, Packers, dang it! Get my blood pressure high. I'm actually very concerned.
Good to the quarterback. It's been the same thing since 2025.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Here we go again. Here it is. Another 15 years. Ain't worth a Super Bowl. Ain't worth a Super Bowl since 55.
What's wrong, Mr. Wallace? Oh, nothing. It's the Packers.
Oh, I'll be a problem in a nursing home.
You would be a
more than one problem, I would add.
KVN Nation, this was an amazing feeling to have my neighbor literally stop and stare and say, how'd you get your grass to grow green and longer than mine already? It's called Weed Man. It's a Weed Man Wednesday here on Kyle Bruston Ortman, where I have that lush green weed-free yard that makes the neighbor stop and stare and tell me, boy, that's good. And I told him, just have that golf course quality fertilizer and effective weed control come by with Weedman by going to weedman.com and getting 50% off your first treatment. Half off at weedman.com. It is kid and pet friendly, which is a must in the Brust household. They will take care of you. I can't get 80-year-old Kyle in the nursing home without a baby girl out of my head.
Hey, listen, y'all leave me alone right now. I'm watching this quarterback, the Packers guy. He good. He remember that Jordan Love boy. Y'all remember him? Throwing touchdowns.
This is Kyle Bruston Ortman.
Ben's pretty good at impersonations.
Hey, he's
quotes.
Pretty good.
I will give him that.
Either crush I'll give him
that.
Or suck at him.
He's pretty good at faking it.
Yeah. Yeah, being a faker.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Oh my gosh, Strofe. I just saw that you texted back because you are Jaden Reed. Like Chewy said on Jen Gabe and Chewy, do you like me or do you like me? He just wants to be liked by everyone. Well, Jamie or Jaime in Orlando, please let me know which one it is. Please spell it phonetically on the talk and text line so I can get it right. He chimes back in at Strofe after Strofe called him a fake fan for not letting the losses of the Green Bay Packers affect him as much.
Oh, fake fan.
Jamie Jaime chimes in. I've been a fan longer than Strofe has been alive, so he can bite me on the whole fake fan thing. When you have children, you learn to not let a game ruin your day and be a total bleep hole around your kids. I hate it, but you have to learn to move on to the next game.
Mm-hmm.
Strofe chimes back. I'm just messing, Jamie. I would actually never accuse anybody of being a fake fan. Ha, dash Strofe.
That's the ha truth. Is nice.
I was obviously kidding. I mean, I think we all knew that.
But you needed to make sure that he knew that you were kidding. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been able to sleep tonight.
I was just messing around.
The same way you couldn't sleep after you called Homer an old man to his face.
That one shook me more to the core than this one.
Strofe,
yes.
If you're not good with somebody, like for whatever, like interpersonally, do you find like you can't sleep? It takes over your mind. Do you feel the need to reconcile quickly?
No, I think we've got a well, yes, I do find the need to reconcile quickly, but I think we've got the wrong taste of me. I am not a critical overthinker. I'm just not wired that way. But there are certain interpersonal relationships that would lead to overthinking.
And you and Homer's one of them.
I would say Homer, who I have a ton of respect for, calling him old, it did shake me to the core. Yes.
I mean, it's not calling him old. It's the way you said it.
It was the tone.
Said, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
Man. He said, watch your mouth.
That is
you watch your mouth, old man.
You watch your mouth. I just love that so much. Yeah. And it's Jaime.
Tarsh,
and I can call Jaime his correct
name. It is Jaime.
Name.
I told you.
Yeah, I don't know why I ever thought it was Jamie. That's not how you spell Jamie. So glad I got that right. AJ is on the team of he couldn't eat a thing after the Packers lost last Thanksgiving. It was a liquid dinner all night.
Wow.
Wait, the Packers didn't lose last Thanksgiving.
The last time they lost on Thanksgiving. Chef Ed's been alive for a long time and been a Packers fan since the 60s, and he still gets very, very angry when they lose. Now.
What's so funny there?
The same guy every day.
Every time.
What happened?
Michael in the 920, I love you.
All right, so to bring our audience in.
Yes.
Michael in the 920. Is a sometimes frequent texter.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back through the catalog of every text he's ever sent to ESPN Milwaukee.
Every show.
Jen, Game & Chewy, Will, Dean, Tosh, us, Homer Hour. He has texted that screaming is not good radio and that he's turning us off.
Oh.
But he does feel the need to tell us every time he apparently
he just
turns
shut us off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rats.
Maybe tomorrow we'll try again.
Try again, Michael. No screaming.
See you
tomorrow.
Michael.
So before we get to a perspective that I look forward to from Brad Nortman, who has more expertise looking at an NFL schedule than any of us, which is interesting that, you know, you got Alex Strofe and Gabe Neitzel doing a schedule release show and then no actual NFL players breaking it down with them. But we can do that here on Kyle Brusset Nortman. But, you know, home is like a safe space, isn't it?
I would say so.
Yeah.
It's like a comfort space.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday I was sitting on the couch and I was actually preparing for our show meeting. And then my fiance sat down next to me and we needed to get something done for the wedding. All right. I can do this later. Let's do this. And as she's working on it, like, I don't know. I'll say how it is. I pick my nose a little bit when I'm on the couch. Anybody else pick their nose when they're home?
Usually, if I have boogers.
Occasionally, like,
yeah.
I try to throw it away.
I mean,
maintenance, hygiene.
Yeah.
I was picking my nose and she'd say, like, stop. Like, I'm like, okay.
This must be
like
something you do frequently, huh?
It must be. But like I got to the point where it's just like, damn, can I just pick my nose in peace?
Oh wow, you snapped
well,
on it like that.
I'm a little bit on team fiance
because really it's my home.
Because
I
there's
pick my nose.
But Ben, there's trends. You leave messes behind.
Toenails.
You leave her surprises in the toilet.
Yeah.
You're picking your nose. There's just too many trends where she hits a breaking point. Everybody has their breaking point.
He's not Spanish. It's just Jamie.
Wait a minute. Wait. Time out. Wait.
I read the phonetics wrong. He gave me the phonetics J A Y M E,
which is Jamie. Somehow
where did you get high from?
Wait a minute.
Jaime.
He thought J A Y equaled H.
It's Jaime.
His name is Jamie.
I just convinced myself he was.
What exactly did he text back?
He goes, I'm not Spanish. J-me. J, not pronounced like an H, crying face emojis. My
J-A-Y-M-E.
Bad. My bad, Jaime.
Jaime.
Yo, Jamie, I'm not going to lie. You're going to be Jaime forever now.
Just what you wanted, huh?
Jaime in Orlando.
Jaime. What?
Ooh, oh, tell us about the American Family Insurance Championship at TPC, Wisconsin.
He had me fooled. I didn't think anything of it. Anything of it. But something I'm thinking great about is the American Family Insurance Championship as it returns to Madison with two new exciting changes. Wisconsin's own Steve Stricker hosts this PGA Tour Champions event June 6th through the 8th at its new home golf course, TPC Wisconsin. The AmFam champ also debuts a new competition this year, y'all. It's a two-person teams will compete in best ball and scramble format. Yes, you heard that. Two-person teams will compete in best ball and scramble formats. The American Family Insurance Championship is June 6th through June 8th. Get details and ticket information by visiting amfamchampionship.com. That's amfamchampionship.com. I will see you there on June 6th at the American Family Insurance Championship in Madison.
Brad Nortman played in the NFL for 6 years. The way we look at scheduling may be different than what he does and others do. The schedule releases tonight for the NFL. What do you look for as a player, and what should the Green Bay Packers be looking for in this season schedule release? We dive in 2 short minutes across ESPN Wisconsin.